You know why Kate Beekman took a job in the nightclub operated by Gordon Weber. Kate was bitterly disappointed because she no longer followed her career as a dancer. And Kate is confident she can deal with any unpleasant situation which might arise. You know, too, that Kate is tragically mistaken. The very nightclub where she works is the secret headquarters of a crime syndicate. Gordon Weber is a member of that syndicate. And Kate herself is a stake in the hidden struggle between Gordy Weber and his rival in the syndicate, August Jensen. Of course, Kate doesn't dream these things. She doesn't hear what's being said behind the closed and locked door of Gordy's office, where Gordy looks up at Gus Jensen, grins, and taunts the bigger man.
Well, go ahead, Gus. Go ahead. Go ahead and ask me. Ask me how I'm going to prove I got Kate Beekman telling lies for you.
What?
Don't jump, Gus. It's only J.P. coming through the private entrance. Hiya, J.P.
Gordon.
Hello, J.T.
Hey, J.T., wait till I tell you.
Hello, August.
I'm having a little drink, boss. Fix you one?
No, thank you. I'm watching my weight.
Gus ain't having one either. But Gus ain't worried about his weight.
Gordy, be quiet. You boys have something to tell me.
Gordy has J.T. I'm not sure I... You guys go ahead.
Well, it's what I couldn't tell you over the phone, J.T., about Kate Beekman. She was right here in the office when you phoned.
Gordy?
No, it's okay, J.T. I told Gus you want me to get friendly with the kid.
I told you to keep it under your hat.
I'm sorry, J.T. I thought it was okay to tell Gus. I figured Gus is a member of the family. Well, I could cut my tongue out.
Yeah.
But that's water over the dam. I'll remember next time. Anyhow, I'm getting results, boss.
Yeah, to what extent?
J.T., she's thinking about me. She's worried about me. She's lying to her friends to protect me.
Yeah, that's a remarkable statement.
I'm a remarkable guy.
You have something to add to this, August?
Well, there's no reason for me to stick in my two cents.
Let's have it.
That's really nothing, J.T.
Stop that, August. The two of you were snarling like two strange dogs when I came in. Each of you feels he's put one over.
J.T., I didn't say
that. I know you, Gordy, and you, August. All right, August. You got something to say? Say it.
Well, I don't like to do this, J.T. It makes Gordy out a liar.
Say that.
Yes, sir. Well, on my way in the club, Miss Beekman stopped me. She wanted to talk.
Deaf.
That's only the second time I've seen her, J.T., but... I've been polite and respectful to the girl. She appreciates it.
Say that, too. What'd she say?
Well, she was worried and had something on her mind.
What?
She finally told me. Some big mouth has been flapping his jaws. Somebody's been talking about her. About her and Gordy here.
Huh?
Nothing specific, you understand. And I'm not saying it's Gordy who's been working his big mouth. I'm not going to tell you Gordy's a guy who has to talk big because he's such a little squirt. No, I'm not going to tell you that. But the fact remains Miss Beekman is unhappy because some blabbermouth's been talking about her and Gordy. That's why I can't understand Gordy saying the girl did a favor for him. What she said to me, she wouldn't give him the back of her hand.
Gordy?
Just a minute, J.T. Is that all, Gus?
That's all. I repeat it for what it's worth.
Yeah, well, you were right, Gus. It was worth just about 2 cents.
It isn't true, Gordy.
Well, now, I'm going to tell you. I could say Gus is a liar. How do I know what Kate told him? If Gus says so, I can't prove he's a liar.
Just as you can't prove the girl did you a favor.
I don't like to contradict you, J.T., but yeah, I can prove what she did for me. Are her own words good enough for you?
Mm-hmm, probably.
Well, I just happened to have a recording of what she told me not an hour ago. I got a tape recorder hooked up on my desk. You want to hear the tape, J.T.?
Yes, Gordy, if you please.
Okay. Gus, if you don't want to hear this...
You'll listen. Play it.
Okay, J.T. Look, this happened when Kate came in my office a little while ago. I saw what she was leading up to, so I reached to my desk and switched on the recorder, just so I'd have proof. Well, you listen to it.
What were you saying, Katie? I did come to you for help, Mr. Weber.
Okay, any way I can help you, you just tell me.
Well, it concerns both of us. Mr. Perry Mason phoned for reservations opening night, and I happened to...
What'd you tell him?
Well, I knew you didn't want him to see you, so I told him there weren't any more reservations.
Katie. And?
Well, I knew he'd be certain to see you opening night, and there might be trouble if Mr. Mason... So anyway, I told him there weren't any reservations for opening night.
Well, thanks, kid. But that still leaves us a problem.
Yes. Mr. Mason will probably come here sometime, so I thought... Well, I mean, later on, if you'd tell me a night you wouldn't be here, I'd ask Mr. Mason to come out. I'm sure he'll only make one visit.
Well, you heard the way it is, J.T. Did you hear it, Gus?
We both did.
Sure, and you see what it means, J.T.? It means more than she just did me a favor. She told a lie for me. She lied to her friend for me. That puts her and me on the same side, see? It puts her and me working together, close together, against other people. Now, what I'm saying...
You don't have to draw me pictures, Gordy.
Yes, sir. Oh, just one more thing, J.T., about what she told Gus. Well, he says she told him. I'm not going to say one word about that, not one way or the other. Maybe she asked him to marry her, I don't know. But I ask you, did that girl sound like she's mad at me?
I suppose you answer that, August. You got anything to say, August?
J.T., I... No.
Well, then suppose you wait outside. I've got some confidential matters to discuss with Gordon.
Oh, J.T. Okay, whatever you say.
Wait. I know how you feel. I know you, August. You start drinking now and you're washed up. Washed up all the way. You hear me, August?
I hear you, J.T.
All right. Wait outside while I... talk to my second-in-command.
Meanwhile, many blocks away, as Perry Mason and his secretary leave a courtroom in Civil Court Building...
There they are, Perry. Perry, you're walking right past the phone booths.
Hmm? What, Della?
Well, you're going to phone the nightclub, aren't you? The nightclub where Kate Beekman is working, and where she told you there aren't any more reservations for opening night.
I know the place you mean.
Well, I was beginning to wonder... Oh, maybe you're planning to use Jacobson's reservation, hmm?
I don't know. I don't like taking Jake's reservation.
False pretenses?
Well, yes, in a way.
Would you like me to phone Perry?
No, I'll do it. Just a moment. Is this Tony's nightclub? I would like to make a reservation for two, please. Yes, for dinner. I'd like it for opening night, if that's... Well, are you sure you... Oh. Well, you must have had some cancellations. Well, I was under the impression you were completely booked up on opening night. Oh, no, just something I heard. Oh, the name, yes. Smith. John J. Smith. Yes, that's right. They have a number of reservations available.
Oh?
So they gave another to John Smith.
That you?
Yes. Kate lied to us.
I wonder why.
Well, we'll find out, Della.
Everything has been going smoothly for J.T.'s syndicate and for Gordy Weber. There's hardly a cloud on Gordy's horizon. But as you just heard, a storm is building up just over Gordy's horizon. You know there'll be fast action and exciting developments in the immediate future. So you'll join us on Monday, won't you?